One of the secrets in dating is if you have a bad date, never accept blame for anything.
So
any good relationship expert will tell you, always pass the blame, never accept responsibility for your own actions.
God,
you can blame the food, you can blame the weather, you could do what Victor, who's on the phone for a second date update, did, and you can blame your boss for ruining your date. All sorts of people that you can blame for screwing up your date. What's up, Victor? How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Victor.
Pretty good.
Why are you playing the blame game, man?
I take responsibility for a couple of things, but, I feel like I did everything right as much as I could have given the circumstances.
Really?
Tell us before you get into your actual date, tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name's Zoe.
Zoe. All right. And where did you meet Zoe?
We met through a friend of a friend.
Okay. Yeah. That's exciting. How did you feel when you first saw her?
I mean, she was super cute, just kind of radiated a little bit. I was pretty impressed. She looked a lot better in person than she did in the picture. And so
that's always a bonus. And I hope you told her that. I hope you told her that she looks better in person than she does in pictures and tell her to stop taking pictures.
I couldn't tell her that. I didn't tell her that. I just, after a few seconds of meeting her, I had to actually excuse myself.
Really?
Oh, really?
Why?
And that's kind of where my boss comes in. He had kept me about like 10 to 15 minutes later than I had expected. So I was late for the date. So in order to get there, I had to run. And in doing so, worked up a bit of a sweat and kind of got a little bit of a stank to me by the time I actually got to the restaurant.
Did you like sit down and then realize your own smell and then have to excuse yourself?
No, I mean, I could, as soon as I like close the door to the restaurant, you know, when you're like, you kind of go from inside to outside and like all of a sudden just like, you know, you could tell.
You wafted. It was a wafting smell.
Wafting.
Yeah, exactly. Like a stink pocket.
So is that why you think she's not calling you back? Because she noticed the funk coming from you?
I don't know that she noticed the funk. I went over to the table and just said, hey, I'm here. I'm sorry. I just got to go run and hit the bathroom real quick. And when I did, all I had on me was a little bit of cologne, like a little sampler.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of doused myself in it, just to kind of at least mask the smell.
Oh,
I know.
Perfect.
But it was all I could do.
Great idea. Using cologne to cover up body odor never goes wrong.
Everyone knows that is the worst possible move. Obviously, you take a sink shower at the bathroom. That's what you should have done. You got towels there. You just get it wet. You get your armpits drenched down. You take care of business.
You should have been with me. There's no real handbook on this. I didn't know that.
Well, I am an expert on body odor, so.
Yeah. Yeah. You have come to the foremost expert in the world on body odor, Brooke. So you didn't do that. You doused yourself in cologne. Do you think she noticed?
Well, I was hoping she wouldn't. But when we got the appetizer, she definitely called the waiter back over and was like, I think there's something very pungent about this, as in not in a good way.
She thought it was the food.
Well, she thought I definitely steered her in that direction as well. I encouraged that a little bit.
Like, what's the expiration date on these cheese sticks? Because it smells like they've turned a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I had no idea what to do, so I kind of demanded that the waiter just take the appetizer away. And
oh my gosh, that's so awkward.
Yeah, no, it was awkward. But I'm not going to be, you know, the guy that's like, yeah, no, it's me. It's my stinky armpit. Don't worry about it.
So, but she had to have noticed when they took the appetizer away that the smell stayed.
I don't know that she did it. Maybe she just kind of, you know how you just get used to things after a while? Maybe that's where it went? Because actually, from there on out, our conversation was great. It, like, kind of hit on all the right notes, you know, about family, career, 5-year goals. I mean, it really got kind of deep.
Whoa. And
so, I don't know.
You had a good conversation despite being late and then smelling like poo.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So, don't tell me that you gave her a hug at the end of the night.
Actually, I did.
Oh!
That is a terrible idea.
Oh, no.
Yeah, why?
Well, I mean, it was kind of like a surprise hug, though. I mean, she was, like, leaving the restaurant. And I kind of just came up behind her and, like, just quickly, like, just wrapped my arms around her.
Ew.
That sounds
surprise.
No.
Worse than hugging her with body odor. It's
So now you got a creepy, stinky hug is what she got.
From behind.
Yeah, I mean, I know it wasn't perfect by any means, but it was just kind of a little show of affection and kind of say, you know, I had a great time. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Use your words next time would be my advice.
Well, I'm trying to use my words now, but she's not answering my phone calls. And, you know, hopefully you guys can help me out with that.
Yeah, that is not shocking news to me at all,
yeah.
Victor.
It sounds like she was really impressed by you.
No, I know. I mean, listen, I really like this girl. She's like one of the most like normal people I've gone out with in a long time. And those two things, I mean, it's funny and stuff, but it's like, look, I can always be on time. I can always take a shower. Those things I can change. I just need a redo here. I really do.
Okay,
well, we'll try to get you your redo. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, all right?
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Okay, hang on, man.